Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Did you hear what Netanyahu said? I about fell off my chair. Benjamin Netanyahu, head of Israel. See if you catch it.
These people who chant death to America, try to assassinate President Trump twice, kill 241 of your Marines in Beirut.
Yeah, Brett Baer, who was interviewing him on Fox News, he caught it too. Come again? Did you just say you have intelligence that Iran tried to assassinate Donald Trump twice? Because that would contradict what our FBI director and assistant director said. Come again?
You just said Iran tried to assassinate President Trump twice. Do you have intel that the assassination attempts on President Trump were directly from Iran?
Through proxies, yes. Through their intel, yes. They want to kill him. Look, he's enemy number one. He's a decisive leader. He never took the path that others took to try to bargain with them in a way that is weak, giving them basically a pathway to enrich uranium, which means a pathway to the bomb, padding it with billions and billions of dollars. He took up this fake agreement and basically tore it up. He killed Qasem Soleimani. He said, made it very clear, including now, you cannot have a nuclear weapon, which means you cannot enrich. He's been very forceful. So for them, he's enemy number one.
Yeah.
Look, they also tried to kill me, but I'm his junior partner.
When did
they
you
understand that President Trump is a great threat to Iran's plans to weaponize nuclear weapons and use them?
Because that's weird. That's the opposite of what Kash Patel told Brett Baer. That's why Brett Baer did a double take.
You know, there's people that circulate all kinds of stuff, that it was an inside job or there was foreign influence or whatever. Can we say that it's not that?
And that's a great example of people looking for things where things don't exist. In that specific case, since that individual is dead, we are able to say a lot more, unlike the Merchant case in New York, which is ongoing.
He says there's no there. And Bongino does too. Now, you just heard him. He's asking about foreign influence.
You know what, Maria? Cash is not kidding. We've been personally briefed extensively on every single detail, nugget, tendril of this case. One is actively in court right now. So out of respect for the case, it's probably more appropriate that I stay quiet on that. However, I'm not going to tell people what they want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth. And whether you like it or not is up to you. If there was a big explosive there, right? Given my history as a Secret Service agent and my personal friendship as a director does with the president, give me one logical, sensible reason we would not have. If you can think of one.
We haven't seen documents. Congress is still lacking the 30,000 documents that they asked for. We haven't seen them. All we've got is a, hey, take our word for it. There's no there. No, there's no foreign influence. Really? That's weird.
These people who chant death to America, try to assassinate President Trump twice, kill 241 of you.
Maybe that's just rhetoric, right? Maybe Netanyahu's just saying that. Well, all right, let's do a deal breaker. Does Trump believe his own FBI directors? Doesn't sound like it.
There's a lot of frustration that we still don't know about that shooter in Butler. And we don't know about his communications. Will we get transparency?
I thought it was strange. You know, the one guy had 18 cell phones. Okay. I have a lot of cell phones, but I have like two. You know, I call that a lot. And I think I probably make more calls than him. They live outside of Butler in a little place. Where did they get this lawyer that would represent IBM and would represent ExxonMobil?
You're the president. Can't you find out?
No, Secret Service. They tell me it's fine. But it's a little hard to believe, to be honest with you, okay? It's a little bit hard to believe as I get that.
He doesn't believe them. What is going on here, though? You just heard Jim Bongino say, listen, you know, why would I'm friends with Trump? Why would I cover for? I'll tell you why. They don't control that agency. They don't want to admit it. They can't get the documents. Or so far haven't managed to. And look, I predicted this, folks. I said it's going to be a hand-to-hand combat struggle just to get basic information. They do not control these agencies. They are still deep state, still very much controlled by whoever. They don't want to admit I can't even get people who work for me to bring me the documents because I don't control the agency. It'd be a sign of weakness. So they end up looking like buffoons. But you heard him. Trump doesn't believe him. And Netanyahu's running around going, nah, we got intel. It was Iran. Look, we have not one, not two, but three Iranian assassins in custody, one of whom the FBI caught fleeing the country the day before Butler of all days. There's 365 days in a year. What are the odds? I want you to hear something, okay? And normally I don't play garbled audio, but you got to hear this. Brett Baer is interviewing this Dan Hoffman. Todd Pyro is interviewing Dan Hoffman. Wrong name. Fox News this morning. Dan Hoffman is the CIA station chief and the leader of large-scale human for the entire Middle East. This is the top spy. Still got a security clearance, okay? Every time he comes on Fox News, I listen to every word he says. He lies most of the time, but not always. So you never know with Hoffman. He's kind of a skeezy snake. But he was also the top guy in the Middle East, okay? He's a propagandist. You can tell when he's on Fox News. He's there to spin the CIA's point of view and get it across, what they want you to hear, not what's true. But he's still Dan Hoffman. And he still has that level of security clearance. Basically, highest spy in the Middle East during his time there, still has the security clearances that he's always had. Now, you listen to him answer this question. It garbles, but you could still make out what he's saying. By the way, the garble is not on my end. That's the Fox News stream audio garble. I checked. Listen, when asked who tried to kill Donald Trump.
Here, were you surprised when Netanyahu said Iran tried to assassinate Trump twice, especially that inference, that implication without saying it in so many words, that Butler and the golf course attempts were connected to Iran?
Yeah, it was for sure Iran military, Revolutionary Guard Corps. There's shades here of post-World War II when the United States allowed the Emperor of Japan to remain in power as a means of
He pivots. He doesn't want to talk about this. He changes subjects, but you can make out what he said. For sure, it was the Iran military, the Revolutionary Guard. National Guard's in my head from this weekend. For sure, it was the military, the Iran Revolutionary Guard. But, you know, Cold War. Yes, on another subject. He didn't want to talk about it. But it doesn't matter. He didn't deny it. He didn't deny it.
Here, were you surprised when Netanyahu said Iran tried to assassinate Trump twice, especially that inference, that implication without saying it in so many words, that Butler and the golf course attempts were connected to Iran?
Yeah, it was for sure Iran military, Revolutionary Guard Corps. There's shades here of post-World War II when the United States allowed the Emperor of Japan.
That's the Fox News original audio. You can make it out. Now, remember what Bongino and Cash Patel have told us. On the one hand, there's nothing there. We haven't seen anything. There's conspiracies. No foreign influence. Do you have all of the Russia collusion documents? No. We had to have whistleblowers in to get those documents inside the agency, come and tell us where they were hidden in a room. That's the reality. If they want to know something, they tell their employees to go get it, Epstein docs, and then it just doesn't appear. They don't run the place. And then they have to rely on whistleblowers to tell them. So what is going on? Let me translate. They don't know who tried to kill Trump. They can't see the real intel. They haven't figured out how to do it. They haven't taken control of these agencies, which that's not a knock on them. I predicted that. And I didn't know if we could ever take control of those agencies from the deep state. We haven't done it yet. And there's Netanyahu. Oh, yeah, they try to kill Trump. We've got the intel. Yeah, it's totally obvious. Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Our intel shows that they intend to give these nuclear weapons to their Houthi proxies and others. And that's nuclear terrorism on a global scale. It threatens everyone. And the last thing is, they have plans to develop intercontinental ballistic missiles. Right now, 8,000 kilometers, very soon, just add a little distance, and they can reach the eastern seaboard of the United States.
Yeah. It's a problem. I by the way, updated this. 319 strikes by the Houthis, over 60 on our naval warships. They sunk 2 commercial vessels. The Houthis did with the drones Iran gave them, the missiles Iran gave them, the most modern equipment, and murdered 4 crew members. What were the Houthis doing in the Red Sea? Where, by the way, 20% of trade, the world's trade flows. And a lot of those, when they hit British ships, understand the stuff, those ships, they leave our ports with our stuff on it, goes to Europe. They load up with stuff from European countries, British goods, and then they come back through. So it may be British goods on our ship. It goes, that's how it works. It's why we're patrolling there. The Houthis begun to do something we haven't seen in our lifetimes, piracy. You know why we have a Navy? Why we have Marines? Because we used to have Islamic piracy. There's only one category for it, one criteria. You're not Muslim. We are. We kill you. We just don't like you because you're not Muslim, i.e. jihad. And that's what the Houthis were doing with the equipment Iran gave them. And we know Iran gave them the equipment. 2 Navy SEALs died interdicting it. Joe Biden, of course, didn't put any sanctions on. So picture the Houthis. They don't have nuclear weapons per se, but once you've got nuclear fissile material, you've got dirty bombs, you've got tipped missiles, you've got every other horrific thing on earth. And Democrats were fine with it. And that's the thing people need to understand about what just happened here with Iran. We're in this really weird space Americans are that we've never been in before. When Democrats are in office, America has different enemies and different allies than when Republicans are in office. It's schizophrenic. And under the Democrats, Iran was an ally. Iran was even funding our street protests, marching in the streets with the Democrat grassroots. That's how tight of an ally they were. When we are bombing Iran, defanging Iran, taking away Iran's ability to hurt people for no reason other than that they're not Muslims, we are defanging the Democrat Party. You cannot tell where one ends and the other begins, Iran and the Democrat Party. Understand that is the biggest and most dangerous part of that. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's go back and really look at this thing. How do we get here? Well, Iran's been trying to get nuclear bombs for a long time. Okay, but when did they really make progress? When Obama started sending them pallets of cash in unmarked bills and lying about it. The first time he got caught, nobody was supposed to know, sending Iran cash, it was $700 million, he said. Well, then we found out he was lying. Now it's actually $1.3 billion. It was actually $1.7 billion. Pallets of cash. Ding, we don't even do that for our like above board allies like UK. Democrats in Iran are one and the same. They had merged and they had begun a campaign of terror. And that is why, even when the Houthis struck our naval vessels, putting our naval officers in danger, Biden never sanctioned them. That is why the Houthis were delisted as a terror org week one of the Biden administration. And no matter how many times they hit our vessels, that never changed. That is why Trump had the strictest ever, toughest ever sanctions on Iran, so bad that the Iranian people were in the streets, literally physically hungry for food and on the verge of overthrowing that regime. And the Democrats saved them and propped them up. Only to have some of the $300 billion we gave them, allowed them to have, funneled back into the U.S. for violent street marches. Democrat grassroots. This, folks, is the quintessential piece of evidence. John Kirby, keep in mind, Iran is the world's foremost state sponsor of terror, okay? If I as a citizen, it has the same designation as Al-Qaeda, right? So if I as a citizen am aiding and abetting the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, that is a terror org. I can go to prison. Yet this is how casual they had gotten. Here's John Kirby, spokesperson for Joe Biden.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States.
So they had merged. Democrat Party. Okay, what do we know? October 7th was the first attack of this new entity, this new Democrat-funded merged entity of Iran, right? Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, National Review, and New York Times all agreed Iran had armed, trained, and provided logistical support for the October 7th slaughter. Now, you picture those hang gliders. Democrat-funded, Democrat-backed. So is the nuclear program. Except now they've got dirty bombs with nuclear fallout capability. That's what the Democrats were building. What they were building. And you can't say they weren't building it. Because after October 7th, when we saw firsthand families tied down and burnt alive, women raped in the streets. I'm not going to go into it. It's too depressing and horrific. Their bodies dragged through the streets and spat upon. Did Joe Biden put the sanctions back on that Trump had handed him? No, he did not. Because they had merged. They were allies. This Iran must be defeated so Democrats cannot project their violence on the world and on our soil using Iran as a proxy. And that's the biggest secret of all. It was Democrat Party. Iran was their proxy. And then Iran had proxies, Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. We are ripping them all out by the roots because this partnership cannot continue. And believe me, inside the DNC, there's a lot of tooth gnashing. They had spent 20 years, starting with the pallets of cash, building up Iran as the world's foremost state sponsor of terror. And without the Democrats, they fold like a cheap lawn chair. And you know what? We need to blow that lawn chair to smithereens so it is completely decimated. I don't mean the civilians. They're just, you know, slaves. But what I mean is the military, the leadership.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.